How Boeing's debt was deemed safe gets a closer look. As regulators at the Federal Aviation Administration reviewed designs for Boeing's newest passenger jet, they paid extra attention to several features, including the lithium batteries, the pressure fueling system, and the inflatable safety slides. One feature that did not receive exceptional scrutiny, a new software system intended to prevent stalls. The same software is suspected of playing a role in two deadly crashes involving the same jet, the Boeing 737 MAX. Authorities around the world are now taking a closer look at the jet's approval by the FAA, a process that relies heavily on Boeing employees to certify the safety of the plane. The 737 MAX was one of the first commercial jets approved under new rules, which delegated more authority to Boeing than had been the case when most previous planes were certified, and the software system did not raise warnings during the approval process. Top FAA officials who were briefed on significant safety issues were not aware of the software system, according to three people with knowledge of the process. The United States Transportation Secretary, Elaine L. Cho, said Tuesday called for her agency's internal watchdog to open an inquiry into the process, saying that safety is the top priority of the department. Lawmakers in the United States are similarly pushing for a review, while Canada is looking into its approval of the plane's American certification. The scrutiny adds to the pressure at Boeing, an aerospace giant with a strong safety record. The 737 MAX, its best-selling jet, has more than 4,600 pending orders, which are expected to bring in hundreds of billions of dollars in the coming years. The plane is now grounded as the company races to come up with a fix to the software. It is unclear when the jet will start flying again. A spokesman for Boeing said the manufacturer would cooperate with the audit by the Department of Transportation. It has defended the certification process for the jet, saying that the 737 MAX was certified in accordance with the identical FAA requirements and processes that have governed certification of all previous new airplanes and derivatives.